A rich country squire called up to the town, left a young wife with child just fit to lie down, and seeing her jolly plump belly swell fair, with the speedy sweet hopes of a young son and heir, he begged of his lady to give him the joy of sending up word when she brought him a boy. And that to his hand the glad news might come safe, the squire kept a Welshman, an honest true taff. To him at his parting he swears all the oaths that he would give Taffy a new suit of clothes if he'd come up to London to give him the joy that his lady was safe brought to bed of a boy. Brought to bed of a boy, God splutter, cries Taff, if that gets her new clothes, her warrant 'em safe. Farewell then, dear master, to London go trudge it, and her will come after with news in her budget. Let Welshmen alone then for giving her joy, her certain her mistress shall bring her a boy. His master he scarce had been gone a whole week, but crying out lady begins for to squeak, and finding her pains and her throes come so fast, they force were to send for the midwife at last. But instead of a son to the damping her joy, the poor squalling brat proves a cleft-codded boy. At this the poor Welshman storms, splutters and raves. A girl did her say, her are all foods and knaves. 'Tis a boy splutter, a nail, sure Taffy should know. Would her lose her new clothes, cheating rogues serve her so? Know her knows better things, for to London with joy will her gang to her master with news of a boy. To London he trots them, no post could go faster, and all in a rapture he finds out his master. Oh, master, her mistress is brought to bed safe, and what has God sent her? Oh, master, cries Taff, her come up to London to bring her the joy that her mistress has brought her a thumping brave boy. But master her clothes, I Taffy, cries squire, call draper and tailor and have thy desire. So with needle and thimble falls Pricklouse aboard, and straight rigs up Taffy as fine as a lord, for nothing's too dear to pay for the joy of hearing dear wife brought to bed of a boy. But when the squire back to the country does come, and welcomed by all the good people at home, in haste to dear wife in the straw does repair, to wish her all joys of her young son and heir. Alas, cries the lady, my honey and joy, poor baby, 'tis only a cleft-codded boy. A girl, says the squire, oh, this lying Welsh cur, have patience, cries Taff, her beseech her, sweet sir, her besworn 'tis a boy still, no better nor worse, and let her be judged by her midwife and nurse, let her take up her tale and look, my sweet joy, if her tell her a lie when her says 'tis a boy. The nurse turns the breech of the child up all bare, and cries, ye Welsh coxcomb, I prithee look there. Has the child been a boy, ye silly dull block? In this very place here it should have a cock, for without cock here that pretty sweet toy, I defy the whole world for to make it a boy. So hasty, cries Welshman, God bless the sweet biddy, God's blood would her have her a cock there already. What a pox has her got, neither conscience nor honour, to have her so early have cock put upon her. No, wait but a little, I prithee, sweet joy, I warrant her time enough still for a boy. A cock would her have, a cock did her say, yes, all in good season, for let her but stay till her grow to her 15 or 16 years prime, and if her hand got her a cock by that time, e'en take her and hang her, I warrant for joy, by that time her neither will want cock nor boy.